Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person...
Hello, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
Hi, sorry to follow up with you so soon here. I sent you, or I left a voicemail. I don't know if you got that.
I've had a chance to look yet.
Okay, no worries, no worries. I was just saying we need any, like, those screenshots for the bad reviews that you want to expunge so we can work on those. And then I also texted you the application for Google Verified. Did you get that?
I haven't seen that yet. I did open, well, I got your link for the photos of the bad review, and I went ahead and just sent all that over. I already had it all saved on my phone. So
okay,
you should have an email with everything on there.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just hit refresh real quick. And then the other one should be an application. It'll sit like Google Guaranteed,
okay.
Google Verified, or LSA.
Okay.
So I got to make sure you have that application. That's really important if we want to get to Google Guaranteed. But it looks like they should be able to remove any issues.
Okay, yeah, I got the application. So.
Okay. And so those are the documents they're going to need from you in order to make you a Google Guaranteed or Google Verified contractor. One-time charge for the application, the $100, actually declined.
Okay.
It's
we're swapping bank in the process of swapping bank accounts. So I don't know what card number you have, but probably not going to work.
Yeah, it's a Visa ending in 7457.
I'm not too sure, but I don't think that'll work.
Okay. Yeah, they just processed a payment on there a couple of days ago, like 4 days ago.
Yeah.
And it went through, and then this one came back as insufficient funds. Do you want to change the billing information?
Yeah. Right now, I don't have – so I just transfer all the – pretty much all the new assets to First United. And,
okay.
All I have is – you know, probably like the routing numbers and stuff, but I should be getting my debit card in the mail tomorrow.
Got it. Okay.
And we could set that up for the new recurring.
Okay. Got it. So this one's dead. So then basically we're going to have to update that anyway before the next bill rolls around on December 14th. So that's not a problem. I'll set that up. I do have your emails here. All we need is the application, and then also, I guess I'll set up the interview tomorrow when we update the billing information. What time should I call you tomorrow?
Sometime afternoon should be good.
Okay.
That'll work, just to make sure I got it by then.
All right, let me put you in the calendar here for tomorrow, and then we'll do about this time tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. If anything changes or you have any questions on the application, feel free to send a message over, okay? And then I could jump on with you and help you out.
Sounds good. Yeah, as soon as I get home, I'll finish all that up for you.
Okay, Zach. No worries. I got positive feedback on your reviews. Yeah, I do. I have it here. I got some positive feedback, though. They said that they think they'll be able to expunge those. They're still fresh, so they're not it doesn't look like ones that we're not going to be able to remove. Usually the ones we have a problem with, they were telling me, they're like over 6 months old, and then you've had like more than enough time to dispute them. So they usually have a hard time with those ones, but this one still kind of, or these ones are still within that window.
Okay, good.
I have to go through them though, because I know that they were only looking at ones that were negative and recent. So I have to dig into this email.
The only ones that are negative are the ones right after that post that she made. Yeah.
Okay.
And those
they just want the documentation from you, like saying, hey, you know, but I do have it here. It looks like there was a flag already put into Google actually yesterday, believe it or not. This was prior to us speaking. So I don't know if you said you did talk to another rep, right? Sherry Stingley or April Pineda yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to a couple different people. I've been kind of blowing them up.
Yeah, they've been on it. Like Juliana Luna, Mariela Montero, Pam. There's a few of them. Lizette Montero, Karen, Alexandra, Stephanie, Tiana, Morgan, Courtney. So when I went in there, they all were already like flagged, those ones. So I'm interested to see if the email has any more.
Okay.
But I'll jump into
it. Yeah, I didn't put the names on the email, but I mean, I could definitely email again. So all I did was
they do that. So if you send the screenshots, and that's probably what these notes are when they're flagging all the names, is because they'll do it, and you have to have those readily available when we get on our call with Google to try to get them expunged for you. So.
Okay, that'll work. I appreciate it.
Yep, we're moving. We got you. We're gonna get them taken care of, and then I'll follow up with you tomorrow at the same time. Okay.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.